I think they said my brother came up with the name Ronald, so they just threw in the middle names and said, here, saddle yourself with this foolishness. I'm glad they didn't name me Sue or something like that.
Yeah, I like that. What Cash is song, I guess.
Yeah.
The and is that Livingston and Paxton, is that a hyphenated?
No, they're two separate names. One is my grandfather's name, and of course the other is... both of them are my grandfather's name. One is on the paternal, the other is on the maternal. They got a piece of the action on both sides. I just used Ronald Livingston because I don't have enough room to write the rest of the foolishness.
I think the older I get, the more I appreciate names like that. You know, right. Of course, when you're young, it gets to be. I remember when I was in grade school, I used to just Don. Okay, how old were you, sir?
Why must you ask? I really don't know. Let me see. I think I'm 30 years now. I'll be 31 this August.
Okay, so you're 30. I'll be 30 this August, so we're pretty close.
Yeah.
I'm not. I hate it when you get right at 30, because you get so... I still think I'm 26.
I know when I celebrated my 30th birthday, it was... not a celebration. I refused to celebrate it. As a matter of fact, I went out and stayed out all night long. My wife agreed with me, go ahead and, you know, do it. If you feel like mourning, you know, the going of your 20s, fine, deal with it.
I don't know, it's just there's something else about the going of your 20s. It's like a 30 your life's over or something
like
that.
Yeah, right.
You've got to settle down and do something substantial.
Right, exactly.
I don't know. Oh, well. I'm going to tell everybody I'm 28, I think.
Well, don't tell my students I'm 30. I'm still 28 in their eyes.
Anyway. Well, if they don't go to Emory University.
Okay.
Okay, what's your address? I mean, do you still live in the city?
Well, I live in the county, not necessarily the city, but you know, even call it Miami. It's north Miami. I live...
That's pretty much, you're only about 10 blocks from the city, going to anywhere, 15 blocks.
Yeah, right. I think so, really.
And that's, what's that, North Miami?
They call it North Miami, right. It's still a zip code, really, it's still Miami, Florida, but, you know, you can call it North Miami. It's part of the county of Dade, really.
Does Miami domineer Dade County as far as politics and all that goes?
That's a hard question, really. Yeah, I believe so, really. Miami is the populace everyone goes to. Comes to Miami for some unknown reason. Miami's a central point.
It's like commerce center, the center, the financial center?
It's almost like the financial.
Because I know that there seems to be other communities that have as much to offer as the city, probably more so because they aren't isn't so congested.
Well, I don't think so. I think as far as the offerings are concerned, Miami really like dominates most of the facilities as far as the entire county is concerned, located in Miami. I'm talking about the centralized facilities, the courts. The various departments of water and sewage, the things, the lifebloods, the hospitals, etc., are located in the city of Miami, even though they may be controlled by the metro government themselves, metro taking in the entire county.
But there is a strong delineation between the county government and the city government.
I would say so. I think there's some, in many cases, many joint functions as well, but there, you know. There are things that the city will do, and the county itself has the responsibility for. For instance, let's say Parks and Recreations is a county project. This kind of thing.